ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रुण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् श्रीमहागणाधिपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। नारायणम् नमस्कृत्य नरम् चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वतीम् व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। आत्मस्वरूप बन्धुगण, सो वी विल नौ टेक् अप् द 60th वर्स्। यू मे से वित् मी, यततो ह्यपि कौन्तेय पुरुषस्य विपश्चितः इन्द्रियाणि प्रमाथीनि हरन्ति प्रसभं मनः। यु सी, इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु नो द ट्रूथ् आफ् दि सेल्फ् अण्ड् देर् बै come out of the bondage of samsara, the worldliness, if that is your goal, then you have to start at the right point. The right point is the windows, the five windows. These are the windows through which the mind is running into the world. And each time the mind runs into the world, it runs after a sense pleasure. A wrong notion is reinforced, it is made strong. The wrong notion is that happiness is to be sought in the outside, that is without. You have to seek happiness in the without. And you do not have happiness within you, therefore you are a seeker of happiness. Second, that is the second wrong notion. And when I am a seeker of happiness, namely the enjoyer, then I become the doer, the third wrongness, the wrong notion. So, all these things, namely I am a doer, I am an enjoyer, and happiness is without, and I have to go and seek it without. All these things are the fort of the false self. So, every time you do this, you go into the world and try to get happiness in the objects of the world, the false self is getting reinforced. And while the false sense is getting reinforced, you cannot even dream of knowing the true self. Then you may ask, are there two selves? One is false self and the other is true self. Yeah, you can say that. The order of reality is different. When you see a snake on the rope, then there are two things there. One is the rope and the other is the snake. One of them is the real and the other is the false. So, such a situation, nobody counts it as two. Rope, and when you see snake on the rope, then how many things are there now? Only one thing. One plus one is one only there. Anyway, this is just the technicality of it. Therefore, while you reinforce all wrong notions about yourself, you cannot come to know of the true self. Therefore, so Shankara is introducing the verse like this: if you want to know your true self, whereby you will gain moksha, liberation from the bondage of samsara, if that is your goal in life, you should start with all earnestness at the senses, sense organs, through which the mind runs away into the world. For this we give an example. Like you want to push the water up. If you want to allow the water to flow down, you need not make any effort. It flows down by its own nature. But if you want to take the water up, then you have to push the water up through a pipe. And if this pipe has, suppose 5 holes in this pipe, 5 holes, and now you are pumping it, then what happens to the water? How far it will rise up? It tries to rise a little up due to the force of this pumping action, but these holes will drain it, and so it falls back. Again pump it, the holes will drain it, it will fall back. This is what is happening. It can happen in the seeker's life unless he is very cautious about it. Therefore, Shankara is introduced here. First, you can get Atmajnanam. It is your own. You need not make any special effort to bring in self or to embellish the self. There is no need. It is there with you all the time. Self, Atma, is there with you all the time. Even in your worldly experiences, it is the self alone which is manifesting as the experience of the world. Therefore, you are not going to lose the self. There is no hurry about the self. Don't worry about it. First, you take care of the sense organs. Adau indriyani svavashe sthapayitavyani. That is how Shankara introduces. Because, you know, in spite of being a sincere seeker, there is a danger with these sense organs. These sense organs here, sense organs means the eyesight. We want to gain pleasure through the objects of the world through eyes. It is there in the world, you know it very well. Then through ears, etc. Jiffa, the taste buds, a very well-known thing. Anyway, so the sense organs are indriyani pramathini. Pramathini means like roguish horses. They are compared with horses. And roguish, untamed horses could be very dangerous to the master of the chariot. Like that it is presented in a wonderful metaphor, the chariot metaphor in Kathopanishad. So it comes in Gita also. Anyway, keep that metaphor apart. So the sense organs are pramathini. They are impetuous. That is what pramathini. They are roguish. So, you see, sense organs are thieves. But they are not simple thieves. You see, thieves, a chora we call in Sanskrit, a thief, he steals while you are asleep or while you are not alert. When your mind is elsewhere or you are asleep, he steals a few things. That is what a thief does. But sense organs are not just thieves alone. They are muggers. When you are alert and when you are ready to defend yourself, they come and mug and take away things. That is what the sense organs are. That is how it is presented here. Yatataha api. The person is striving, yet the sense organs can deprive him of the goal. That means they are not thieves anymore. They are dacoits, daku. Dacoit and daku, Sanskrit and Hindi, English and Hindi words. Daku is from Sanskrit. So anyway, they are very close words, you can see. So the sense organs, indriyani pramathini, they are dakus because haranti, because they forcibly drive the mind astray. That is how they do. A mugger will forcibly take away your valuable possessions. Your protestations or your effort to defend yourself will not mean anything in the presence of a mugger. You know mugger? That is how they describe. So, similarly, the sense organs are the real enemies. So, because this is not the situation that the sense organs forcibly driving the mind astray. It is not the situation for an ignorant person. The same situation can happen, the same thing can happen to a scholarly person, to Purushasya Vipaschitaha. He's a scholarly person. You may say, oh, so-and-so is a very ignorant person, he never studied Vedanta, he never attended any classes, he never went to the temple, never performed any pujas or rituals, therefore he is given to worldly life. And therefore, his sense organs are like roguish horses. They drive him into the world and make him suffer. You may say that. But the same thing can happen to you who has done all these things. Vipaschitaha, purushasya. Vipaschitaha means a very interesting word it is. So, Bhagavan, if he wants to refute an idea, or if he wants to say a particular kind of person is not the correct person, so he uses the word avipaschita, the opposite of vipaschita. సో ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్ సేస్ యామిమాం పుష్పితాం వాచం ప్రవదంత్యవిపశ్చిత. అవిపశ్చిత మీన్స్ దీస్ ఇడియట్స్, దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. వెరస్ ది ఆపోజిట్ ఆఫ్ అవిపశ్చిత మీన్స్ విపశ్చిత స్కాలర్స్, పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు బి స్కాలర్స్, హు ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు బి స్టీప్డ్ ఇన్ లెర్నింగ్. లెర్నింగ్ వాట్? లెర్నింగ్ వేదాంత ఓన్లీ, వాట్ ఎల్స్? వీఆర్ నాట్ టాకింగ్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ అదర్ లెర్నింగ్. సో సచ్ పీపుల్ కెన్ బికమ్ ప్రే టు దీస్ డెకాయిట్స్, డెకాయిట్ లైక్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. సో ఎ కాషన్, ఎన్ అబండెంట్ కాషన్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు ఎక్సర్సైజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఏరియా. అండ్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ టేక్ ఇట్ ఈజీ. ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ఇట్ ఈజీ దెన్ థింగ్స్ విల్ రిమైన్ ఈజీ ఓన్లీ. ఇట్స్ లైక్ పంపింగ్ అప్ వాటర్ వితౌట్ పుటింగ్ ఎ ప్రాపర్ పైప్ విత్ హోల్స్ ఆల్ ది వే, 5 holes. సో ఇన్ భాగవతం ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎ డ్రమటిక్ వే. దిస్ ఐడియా ఈజ్ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ ఇన్ మెనీ వేస్. పతంజలి డస్ ఇట్ ఇన్ యోగ సూత్రాస్, అఫ్ కోర్స్ గీత డస్ ఇట్, అండ్ భాగవతం సేస్ ఇట్, ఉపనిషత్ సే ఇట్, ఆల్ సోర్స్ బుక్స్ దే టాక్ ఆఫ్ దిస్. దే గివ్ ఎ కాషన్ టు ది సీకర్. ఎ సీకర్ ఈస్ కాషన్డ్, నాట్ ఎ వరల్డ్లీ పర్సన్. వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ టు కాషన్ ఎ వరల్డ్లీ పర్సన్? ఎ సీకర్ ఈస్ కాషన్డ్. సో భాగవతం సేస్ జిఫ్వైకతోముమపకర్షతి, లైక్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ వెర్స్. సో ఇట్ సేస్ బహ్య సపత్న్య ఇవ గేహపతిం లునంతి. యు సీ ఇట్స్ ఎ మెటఫర్. దేర్ ఈజ్ వన్ జెంట్లమన్ మ్యారీడ్ టు 5 wives. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్. హీ హ్యాస్ 5 wives, అండ్ వన్ వైఫ్ సేస్ లెట్ అస్ గో టు మూవీ, అండ్ ది అదర్ వైఫ్ సేస్ లెట్ అస్ గో టు డిన్నర్. A third wife says, let us go to picnic. Now, where he has to go? So, bhavyaha sapatnyaha gehapatim lunanti. Like even a person married to 5 wives is pulled in all directions and he cannot find any peace of mind. Similarly, this person who is wedded to the sense gratification, because they are 5 in number and this person is committed to satisfying the senses, that means he should get good food, he should get good music. He cannot stand any music other than what he likes, and he wants the music that he likes to be there all the time. So like this, just I am trying to tell you how is the wedding, getting wedded to a sense organ, that is how it is. So this way, when people are wedded to sense gratification, so then what happens? He is now pulled in 5 directions and all his mental energy is dissipated. And so he cannot make any progress, like that water in the pipe cannot rise up. Even if he makes a little jerky motion upwards, it falls back. The threshold it won't cross. So one has to take that precaution with reference to sense organs. That is the idea. Here, every word is very potent. So, yatato hyapi, in spite of making effort in the right direction, in spite of being a scholarly person, vipaschitaha, in spite of all that, what could be the effort in the right direction that we are talking about? You see, to know the self, your own true nature, what all you have to do is, you have to make the mirror of the mind clean. That is how I was presenting in a metaphoric way yesterday. It is, the mind is the mirror. To see the face in the mirror is the easiest thing. There cannot be any difficulty in that. Suppose you want to be photographed, it is difficult, you have to get hold of a camera, this and that. You want to see the face in a mirror and you have the mirror or two with you, then what is the problem? It's only a matter of keeping the mirror in the proper direction and see, but the mirror should be clean. So similarly, self is your innermost core and mind is the mirror. So you can have self-knowledge. Knowing self is being self. That is how it is understood. So with that understanding only, I am saying that you should know the self. You should know the self means you be the self. So anyway, the mirror is the mind and mirror should be clean. So yatato hyapi. So, the mind should be clean. What do you mean by mind being clean? You see, in mind, there could be tamoguna udreka, means tamoguna, that laziness, that intellectual laziness that I am talking about. When I say tamoguna, it ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ఇంటలెక్చువల్ లేజినెస్. బాడీస్ లేజినెస్ కమ్స్ లేటర్. యు సీ, యూ సపోజ్ యూ ఆర్ లిజనింగ్ టు ఎ క్లాస్, సమ్ క్లాస్, ఎనీ క్లాస్, యూ డు నాట్ గెట్ ఎన్థ్యూస్డ్ బై ఇట్, దెన్ యూ స్టార్ట్ యానింగ్, దెన్ యూ విల్ గోయింగ్ టు స్లీప్. ఫస్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది మైండ్ విచ్ బికమ్స్ లేజీ అండ్ దెన్ ది బాడీ. దేర్ఫోర్ సో దట్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ లేజినెస్ ఈస్ దేర్. దట్స్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్హెరెంట్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్. And therefore the mind doesn't want to strive. That is the laziness. And when that laziness is there, tamoguna, you sit for meditation, you will go to sleep. It happens all the time. Laya we call it. Laye sambodhaye chittam, Gaudapada Kara says. So if you find your mind going into sleep, that laya, you have to wake it up. Because sleep is not known to, unknown to us. If sleep has to remove ignorance, we would have been jnanis long, long back. Therefore, you have to wake up the mind when it is going into sleep. So if you find that meditation makes you sleepy, that means you should recognize, I am explaining what is this yatatopi, yatataha, what is this striving, what could be its nature. So when you find that you become sleepy when reading some Vedantic, some serious texts, or in meditation you become sleepy, you should recognize it as an impurity of the mind. And you can overcome this tamoguna of the mind by dharmacharanam, by activity, by performing dharma, means righteous action. Because activity is the antidote for laziness. Therefore, when you act, it is the mind which acts. When you go to sleep, it is the mind which goes to sleep. Body follows the suit. Therefore, you have to address the issue at the mind level. So that happens. When you find there is tamoguna in you, there is laziness in you, you can get rid of it easily. It's not a big deal. Getting rid of laziness is not a problem. You be active, do some asanas, or do some service, seva, or do engage yourself in puja. Some 2 hours puja you do. So this way, dharmacharanam, engaging oneself in enthusiastic, righteous activity, it eliminates this tamoguna. That can be readily achieved. It is not a big deal. That is the very first step of this yatataha, means the striving. Then you find, you don't go to sleep in meditation, but then there is another kind of impurity of the mind. This is based on rajoguna. Tamas is the one impurity. You come out of it easily. But coming out of rajas impurity is more difficult. Rajas is vikshepa, hyperactivity. That is our major problem. Mind going into sleep is not a big problem really. Atmajnanam, keep it apart, even our day-to-day life, mind occasionally dozing off is nobody's problem. Nobody complains that way. Generally, they don't complain. I am dozing off occasionally. What to do about it? So how to prevent it? That kind of a complaint, you don't listen. Generally, the rajoguna, the vikshepa, the hyperactivity of the mind is the major complaint. This hyperactivity of the mind, the vikshepa malinyam, the impurity in the form of vikshepa, that hyperactivity, is twofold. One is a sakashaya and the other is a nishkashaya. Rajas is twofold, because it is more complicated. That's why we divide it into twofold and analyze it that way, to make it easy to overcome it. So sakashaya, kashaya is a kind of unconscious. Kashaya, that way you can tell. So sakashaya, nishkashaya. So the predilections are the samskaras, deep-rooted impressions that the mind has. Mind has a strong likes and dislikes. If you have a few of them, very strong likes and dislikes, you are in trouble. You cannot do meditation. That's why we should be very careful about it. That's why, as a vipaschitaha, especially when the person becomes highly educated, highly civilized, and very sophisticated, these people, they can never come out of this sakashaya impurity. They have a serious problem. A very rugged, unsophisticated village guy, he doesn't have sakashaya problem as much as a vipaschit has. These artists and the very sophisticated people, they become sensitive to even a microscopic change in the situation. Weather, you see, in India we live in extreme weathers. The other day I was in India in summer. I am in India in summer and here in winter. Before going to India, I went to Bradford. You know Bradford? There is in Pennsylvania. It is the coolest, coldest place in North America. So Bradford. And it was -45 degrees Fahrenheit. And from there I came here and next day I went to India. And by the time I landed in India, summer started. And this year summer was the most severe. We have seen temperatures which were never heard of earlier. They were only known in Saudi Arabia. Desert, 50 degrees centigrade. I don't know what is its Fahrenheit corresponding. So 50 degrees centigrade was the temperature. And in Andhra Pradesh, some areas have touched the temperature and even crossed it. So people died by the temperature. So very hot weather. So, but the village people, very unsophisticated people, rugged people, they can weather it away. They can stand it. Somehow they manage to overcome all that. Whereas sophisticated people, they have all kinds of problems. You ask him to do meditation, he will say, oh, it is too hot in the hall. How can I do meditation? He will say that. Therefore, intense likes and dislikes, one should not develop them. One should be alert. That alertness also we are about to discuss it in the next verse. So if an intense like or dislike is growing upon me, I should become alert. Better to be more rugged than that much sophisticated. Because this is the sakashaya vikshepa it is. So, you have to overcome that. Anyway, I talked of vipaschitaha, but everybody has this problem. Likes and dislikes are a common problem to everybody. So, their intensity may differ. But especially, we should take care these likes and dislikes problem. Once your likes and dislikes are very diluted, you cannot totally avoid them, not necessary also, just diluted they must be. In dilute form, they won't hurt you. They are very easily managed. That means what? Suppose they ask me, what kind of vegetable you like? I seem to like all vegetables, generally. I don't have any particular liking or dislike for any. All vegetables I seem to like. Just I am telling, I means not a particular person. Generally, I am style of talking. But still, if you put a half a dozen vegetables before me and ask me to choose one, then, okay, what a big deal, I can choose one. That kind of a like or dislike is not a problem. So, people make statements, oh, I cannot stand this kind of tea, or I cannot stand that fruit. Such statements should not be made. They are not good. Because the attitude of intense likes and dislikes should not be there. So, but if you find, of course everybody finds it that way, we have intense likes and dislikes in life, we have to neutralize that. How to do that? By bhakti and upasana. You worship the Lord. Don't worry about fulfillment of desires and all that. So just do a sadhana. Don't ask what I will get by doing sadhana. A person was advised, you do japam. Say 10 lakhs japa of Ramanama you do. Then immediately he asked, what will happen if I do 10 lakhs japam? So that question you don't raise. Just do the sadhana. Don't be greedy about the results. Results will come. Antahkarana Shuddhi is the best possible result that can come out of any sadhana. Therefore, if you do devotion, worship of the Lord, mental chanting. Chanting is a form of devotion. Chanting of the mantra mentally. You have to settle the chanting at the mental level. It starts with the verbal level and it should settle down at the mental level. Once the mantra chanting settles at the mental level, mind resolves. All its likes and dislikes will be neutralized very soon. Therefore, bring Ishvara forcibly into life, then ragadveshas are neutralized. There are these likes and dislikes, that is what ragadveshas are. They are there in our life, they become our cross to bear, only because we do not have Ishvara in life properly. Therefore, bring the upasana or bhakti into life strongly and take care of the ragadveshas. That is yatataha. Then there is another kind of rajoguna dosha, hyperactivity of the mind, which is of the nishkashaya variety. That means the person has no ragadveshas, he is a very simple person, very noble and simple person, still he finds that his mind is active all the time. What kind of activity that could be? It is called manorajyam. Manorajyam, that is how in Sanskrit we call. It is in English, it is daydreaming. One gentleman told me, "Sir, when I sit in meditation, I find all kinds of reveries and finally my meditation fails." And then he described a particular reverie or a daydreaming he had. He was sitting in meditation, then it appeared that he started a daydreaming process. One thought comes and it grows up. So he felt, he was an American, he felt that he was conscripted, that means joined the army. That is how it appeared to him. That is the daydreaming. So now I joined the American army. It's a great army, most powerful army. And then I am treated with all respect, this and that. Then they have sent me to Afghanistan. And there they were all searching for Bin Laden. They could not locate, whereas I found Bin Laden. So this is how 5 minutes are over. By the time this person captured Bin Laden, 5 minutes of meditation is over. This is what is called manorajyam. Manorajyam means mind rules. It just goes into a reverie. This is daydreaming. Please think about it. Everybody has it. Every person has his own particular kind of manorajyam. For example, I can have a manorajyam. I was teaching Gita. Then 10,000 people were attending my class. So then at the end of the class, there was so much adoration and I became the greatest Mahamandaleshwar of the entire region. I was so popular. This is my manorajya, my hyperactivity. So there is no ragadvesha in it. It is very benign thing it is. It is neither intense obsession for something, or it is not any hatred for something else. It is a very benign thing, harmless thinking process. But mind is engaged in utterly useless yet harmless thinking. But this kind of activity, it prevents meditation. It won't help you in growth. One has to put an end to this manorajya. How to do this? For this, pranayama is recommended. Pranayama or dharana. Dharana means you imagine, you visualize, imagine or visualize a form of the Lord in the heart and then stay with that form. A kind of dharana, deshabandhas chittasya dharana, like that. Then pranayama, if you cannot do dharana straight away, do pranavikshanam, which is a kind of pranayama. Or you can take prana into your hands in a by will and do purakam and rechakam. If possible, kumbhaka, if you are well trained in all that. So this is the way. Pranayama cannot solve ragadvesha problem. Pranayama can solve only nishkashaya, a movement of the mind. It cannot solve ragadvesha. Devotion, Ishvara pranidhana will solve ragadvesha problem. So this way, the both kinds of rajovikshepa, means the hyperactivity of the mind, are to be addressed. This is how he is yatataha. And how he can practice, yatataha means a person is practicing yoga. How he can practice it? Because he is well informed, that's why he is practicing. Vipaschitaha, a man of discrimination. He knows that the world is unreal. It is very glittering and meaningless, yet meaningless. He knows that, then only he comes and sits for yoga abhyasa, so the practice of yoga. He knows that, and he is well informed about the practices also. Yet he can fall victim to these muggers called sense organs. That is the yatato hi api hi. In spite of such a knowledge and practice, he can fall prey, because the sense organs are very powerful. Pramathini indriyani. I remember an episode from Mahabharata. It's a culture-based episode, but you try how it is. You see, Vyasa Maharshi, the master, composer of Mahabharata, who is the author of Gita also. Gita is composed by Vyasa Maharshi, though it was taught by Sri Krishna. So, in that Mahabharata, in the earlier volume, this story comes. At one place, he writes in similar thing he is discussing there. He writes, Vyasa Maharshi writes, Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvamsam Api Karshati. Same. Vidvamsam Api, that Api is here, there. Though, in spite of being a scholar, Vidwan. Here we have Vipaschit. Same language. Here we have Haranti. There it is Karshati. Indriyani, there it is Indriya Gramaha. Pramathini, there it is Balavan. Same meaning. So Balavan Indriya Gramaha, Vidvamsam Api Karshati, which means this is sense organ, the group of sense organs, the five sense organs they are very strong, very powerful. Even a scholar is, even a scholar is led astray, he is pushed into the wrong track by these sense organs. That is the meaning of it. Balavan Indriya Gramo, Vidvamsam Api Karshati. Then the Vyasa Maharshi has many students, many shishyas. And one of the shishyas is Jaimini. You must have heard the name Jaimini. He also authored, composed sutras for Karma Shastram. Means the science of karma, rituals, science of rituals is there. It's a big science. And he composed the aphorisms of that science of karma. And he is a great scholar of Vedas. And this Jaimini, Samaveda, he is a specialist in Samaveda. Anyway, the Jaimini, he was reading with Vyasa Maharshi. Vyasa is the guru, Jaimini is the Sishya. Young Sishya and a bit middle-aged or old guru, which is the normal thing. So now, Vyasa was teaching it. And then Jaimini, he objected to it. Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvamsam Api Karshati, he objected to it. He says, how a scholarly person, how a well-informed and a striving seeker can be made a victim by these indriyas? No, I don't agree. The sense organs can deceive only an ignorant and ill-informed person, worldly person. But they cannot do anything to a scholarly seeker. That is what Jaimini told. So then Vyasa asked him, how do you want to put it? He said, Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvamsam Napakarshati. Instead of putting it as Vidvamsam Api Karshati, even a scholarly seeker could be deceived. Instead of saying that, you say, a scholarly seeker cannot be deceived. So he put a nay there, a no in between. Na is no. He added a no and kept the verse as such. So the opposite meaning came. Then Vyasa Maharshi, he said, okay. That is how you look at it. We will see. Then he leaves it there. The class is over. Then the morning class. This is the story. So, by afternoon, there was a hurricane. Isabel hurricane came. And huge rain was there. It was raining heavily. And by evening, it became dark much earlier because of dark clouds and all that. And there was a big rain. And all the students concluded their classes and they have retired to their respective kutiyas, huts. They live in small huts near Gurukulam. Or their respective rooms, they have retired. It was night, 9 o'clock, and it was still raining heavily. And this Gurukulam is in a forest-like atmosphere, you know. So, you cannot see anything. It's pitch dark it was. Then suddenly Jaimini Maharshi heard the cry of a lady in distress, "Oh, save me," like that. Then immediately he was concerned and he opened his door. It was raining very heavily and there was a big wind. He opened the door. Then a young lady, a very beautiful young lady, who was wet all the way from head to toes, she came to the door and told, "Oh, Maharshi, I could not find my way anywhere. Please give me shelter." Then he said, please come inside. So she came inside and he gave these Mahatmas, what kind of towels they will have? They will not have very valuable towels and all that. Some old kind of a towel he had, he gave it to her. He advised her, "You please make yourself dry." And he offered one or two clothes to her. while not looking at her. So, and then she changed the clothes. He has a single room, a small room, you know. So she changed the clothes and she dried her hair. She became normal. Then she suggested, it was night 9 o'clock, "Sir, Mahatmaji, I will take shelter in your kuti for this night." What he can say? No. Can he say no? It was raining cats and dogs outside. It was pitch dark. It was a forest. Can he say no to her? He could not say no to her. But he said, okay, you can do that. And while saying yes to her, he saw her. She was dazzling, beautiful lady. So then how we are going to do about it? Then he said, okay, you sleep inside the room and I will see, there is a small platform like thing outside, I will sleep on that platform. She said, okay, that is fair enough. Then he reluctantly went outside and slept on the, he lied down on that, he cannot sleep anymore. He was lying, he lied down on that platform and she was sleeping inside. And what happened is, while sleeping, before going to sleep, she bolted the door from inside. This Maharshi, he was furious. Why she bolts from inside? I am a great scholar and Mahatma and a seeker. What she thinks? I have so much self-control. I am Maharshi Jaimini. And she bolts from inside. When Maharshi Jaimini is outside, I will give her a, I will tell her my mind tomorrow morning. Like that he thought. And then he lied down. Then he could not sleep. Her beauty was coming to his mind and he could not do anything about it. So he got up. Then, "O Sundari, I changed my mind. I will marry you and we will lead a happy family life in a town. I will leave this Gurukulam. Please open the door." That is what he told. She refused to open the door. She told from inside, "Oh Maharshi, you should not talk like that. You should stay on your chosen path." So he says, "No, no, I will leave all my sadhana and all that. I will postpone it. I will marry you, this and that." Then she told, "Nothing doing. I am not going to open the door." Then he lied down again. Again he got up. He could not control his mind. Again he got up. It's a kuti, you know. It's not a big deal. So there was an opening on the top. It was a this kind of a thing. So he crawled up and jumped inside and went and hugged her. "Dear, oh dear, I cannot live without you." He hugged her. And in that ecstasy, he closed his eyes and hugged. "I love you. There is no life for me without you. I will marry you." And he hugged her. Then that person who was hugged by him, he patted on his back and said, "Oh Jaimini, open the eyes." He opened. It was Vyasa Maharshi, this old man with his flowing beard and all that, with very rugged clothes. He was in his embrace. He was Jaimini Maharshi was taken aback. Suddenly he removed his hands from around his back, Vyasa's back, and moved a step forward and said, "What is Maharshi? What is this? Yeah, now you tell me, Balavan Idriyagramo Vidvamsam Apikarsati, or Balavan Indriyagramo Vidvamsam Napakarsati." Now that sentence is still waiting. On the manuscript I have not written anything further. Now shall we change it? What do you say? Then Jaimini says, "Maharshi, please excuse me. I want to change it still." "How? Balavan Indriyagramo Vidvamsam Apikarsati Karsati Karsatyeva." It indeed will make a scholarly informed person, stray seeker, also can lead astray. It can lead astray. It can indeed lead astray. The sense organs are so powerful. That is what he says. Even today in Mahabharata, we find that verse that way only. We don't find it as Vidvamsam Napakarsati. We find it as Vidvamsam Apakarsati, the way Vyasa Maharshi wrote it in the beginning. He knows better. Therefore, a seeker, a brahmachari or a sadhu or a seeker or a yogi, a student of yoga, he should not have this arrogance that I can control the body and the mind and the senses. He should not have that arrogance. Because the moment he has that arrogance, that is the beginning of the downfall. Because the sense organs could prove to be stronger than what anybody expects. Indriyani pramathini. They are very impetuous. They can lead astray any person. Why? What is the problem with the sense organs? Why they are like that? Because they are sustained by me, but they lead me astray. What kind of a thing it is? Yeah, that is how the creation is. That is what Kathopanishad says. Paranchi khani vyatrunat swayambhuhu. Swayambhuhu means the creator, the God, has created the sense organs with an attitude of going outward. Paranchi. They always move outward. If you ask the eyes, if you want to keep silent by closing the eyes, then there is an urge within to open the eyes and see what is going on. This 2 minutes silence, did you ever notice that? You heard, they say, let us keep 2 minutes silence as a mark of respect to so and so. So everybody keeps eyes closed. Then within 1 minute, they start looking around. What is going on? Whether 2 minutes is over or not. Just open a little and see what is going on. What happened to the next person? This person wants to see what is going on, and he opens a little, and then he finds that the other person also doing the same thing. They will look at each other. And a small sense of guilt will come and again close the eyes. Mind is like that. It wants to run into the world. So, it is very difficult to sit in meditation for half an hour. If you ask me to go to New York and do a job and come back, I can do it more conveniently than sitting half an hour in meditation. Mind is hyperactive through sense organs. So this is how it is created. Paranchi khani vyatrunat swayambhuhu. Tasmat parang pasyati nantaratman. Therefore the mind and the sense organs, through sense organs, it wants to go away, go out into the world. We are habituated to looking out all the time. For us, God is out somewhere. Happiness is out somewhere. Reality is out somewhere. Everything is out somewhere. But kaschid dhiraha. There comes a person. Kaschid, somebody. He is a real somebody. Kaschid dhiraha, because he is courageous. What is this courage? Discrimination. He clearly sees the fallacy of this world, the utter meaninglessness of sense pursuits. If you run behind a pleasure, you don't get any happiness out of it. It becomes such a distraction to the mind that you don't get any pleasure out of it. You stop running after pleasures, then you will know what is the real happiness. As long as we run after the sense pleasures, we reap pain, a load of pain alone. There is a huge, big sutra on this in Sadhanapada. So, Yoga Darshanam. So, sarvam dukkham vivekinaha. That is the sutra. Parinama, tapa, samskara, etc. Something is there. Sarvam dukkham vivekinaha. So, if only you have the wisdom to look at the world, then you can never get even an iota of happiness from the world. You can only get misery from the world. World can contribute only misery to you. Only it is the Atma, your own true nature, which you have so blatantly ignored, can give happiness to you. Even when you enjoy a few things of the world, apparently, the real enjoyment is coming from within. So, it is like, we call it a tap. In India, tap, nalla, tap, water tap. You open the tap, turn the tap, you will get water. You think the tap gives water. You are mistaken. Tap won't give water. It cannot give water. Tap has become a conduit for the water which is coming from another source. Similarly, when you take a delicious dish, a piece of some nice food, you put in your mouth, you think happiness comes from the food. No. It is like water coming from the tap. It doesn't come from the food. Food is jadam. It ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎన్ ఇనర్ట్ థింగ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఫుడ్ ఆర్ ఎనీ అదర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఇనర్ట్. ఇట్ కెనాట్ గివ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. దట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ వెన్ యూ గాట్ ఇట్ ఎట్ దట్ మూమెంట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్యాప్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ ఓన్ హార్ట్, ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ ఓన్ ఇన్నర్ రీసెసెస్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ, ఆత్మ. దేర్ఫోర్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ యూ సీక్ ప్రెషర్స్ అవుట్ సైడ్ యు ఆర్ మేకింగ్ ఎ మిస్టేక్, ఎ బిగ్ మిస్టేక్. బట్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్ లైక్ దాట్. సో కశ్చిత్ ధీర ప్రత్యగాత్మానమైక్షత్ సో ఆవృత్త చక్షు అమృతత్వమిచ్చన్. సో దేర్ కమ్స్ ఎ సంబాడి హూ హ్యాస్ ది కరెక్ట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫాల్స్హుడ్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ అండ్ ది సెన్స్ ప్రెషర్స్. హీ నోస్ బెటర్ అండ్ సో ఆవృత్త చక్షు హీ షోస్ హిజ్ బ్యాక్ టు ది వరల్డ్ అండ్ ది ప్రెషర్స్ దట్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు ఆఫర్. హీ షోస్ హిజ్ బ్యాక్ పృష్ఠం దర్శయత్వ లైక్ ద శంకర సేస్ హీ షోస్ హిజ్ బ్యాక్ టు ది వరల్డ్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ ప్రెషర్స్ ఇట్స్ సో కాల్డ్ ప్రెషర్స్ అండ్ హీ రిమైన్స్ విత్ ఇన్ ఆత్మన్యేవాత్మనా తుష్ట వి హవ్ సీన్ హీ రిమైన్స్ విత్ ఇన్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ విల్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ రియల్ దెన్ హీ నోస్ దట్ హీ ఈస్ ది సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్మాస్ ది సో కాల్డ్ వరల్డ్ ఇట్ హెస్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిమ్ హీ ఈస్ ది క్రియేటర్ హీ ఈస్ ది హోల్ హీ విల్ నో దట్ ట్రూత్ హీ ఈస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ది బాడీ ఎలోన్ సో టు దట్ నోయింగ్ దట్ ట్రూత్ అండ్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ రియాలిటీ ఈస్ ది ఫైనల్ గోల్ అండ్ ఫర్ దాట్ ది ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ యు హ్యావ్ టు కన్జర్వ్ యువర్ మెంటల్ ఎనర్జీ యు కెనాట్ అలౌ ఇట్ టు బి డిసిపేటెడ్ త్రూ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ దేర్ఫోర్ this kind of a danger is involved. Just recognize the danger. Indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manaha. The same idea, it will come again and again, because the truth is so simple. There is not much to be said about the truth, the reality. It happens to be your own true nature. The entire effort is to remove the obstacles. Neti. What is not real, what is not important, there alone the teaching is there. Therefore, the same idea is taken further, is built up further. All vairagyam in this section, especially vairagyam, the non-attachment is highlighted to a very big height. Let us say the next verse. Tani sarvani sanyamya యుక్త ఆసీత్ మత్పరః పశేహి యస్యేంద్రియాణి తస్య ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠిత. సో వెరీ సింపుల్ వెర్సెస్. గీత వెర్సెస్ ఆర్ వెరీ సింపుల్. విత్ ఎ లిటిల్ వర్కింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ సంస్క్రిట్ యూ కెన్ మేక్ అవుట్, బట్ స్టిల్ I will explain by using minimum Sanskrit words. That is what I try to do. Even when I use a Sanskrit word, you don't be disturbed by that, because I will provide the translation immediately. Anyway, tasya prajna pratishthita. His wisdom is stable. He can be called sthita prajna, the person of stable wisdom. Who is that? Yasya indriyani vashe. Who has his sense organs in command, who has the mastery over the sense organs. So you see, there is a important difference between control and mastery. In control, you don't have a full confidence upon your ability to keep these sense organs under check. Then you resort to controlling it, because you are not sure of yourself. You are not sure whether the sense organs will behave. Then you have to make an effort to control them. That is called dama, which is necessary to start with. But once you gained that confidence, you see, suppose food is there. Let us take the example of food. A person, he is very much given to taking delicious, rich food, suppose. Then his entire emphasis and commitment is to get that kind of good food, the so-called good food. So when he is committed to that kind of a thing, then he will be making so many complaints, because nobody can satisfy such a person by giving food, because he has some complaint or the other all the time. But suppose his mind is now focused to a higher level. He starts learning yoga, or now he started some other thing. His commitment is shifted elsewhere. Then also he continues to take food, but now the complaints will be reduced. And a stage will come when he will take some food which is just suitable, just needed for the maintenance of the body. He will grow to that level. Once he has grown to that level, it doesn't matter what kind of food you offer to him. One day he may have a very rich food, the other day he may have some mediocre kind of food. On both occasions he will be calm, he will be unperturbed. So that is vasha, mastery. Whereas in the initial stages he has to carefully cultivate to neutralize this intense like and dislike with reference to good food. He necessarily wants good food, and anything other than that is hated. So that attitude one has to carefully overcome. Then slowly he gains mastery. Once he gets mastery, then he need not bother about it. He need not put any emphasis or effort to rectify that situation, because there is nothing more to be rectified. That is vasha. So in control there is no self-confidence, whereas in vasha there is self-confidence. So once you reach that vasha level, then you need not bother about sense organs. They won't disturb you. So then such a person is called sthita prajna. Vashehi yasyendriyani. Who has such a mastery like a lion. A lion is not worried about its next meal, because it knows it can get it. It just lies back and relaxes, because it is not concerned about the next meal. So like a lion, we are sure of the future. We know we will get what we want. Ishvara will give it. So in many ways one can develop that confidence. So anyway, yasya indriyani vashe tasya prajna pratishthita. So one has to strive to reach that stage where the sense organs are in utter command. Vashehi yasya indriya jayam. The word indriya jaya is used in yoga darshanam in the context of pratyahara. So even the word vashya is also used. Vashyata indriyanam. That is the sutra. After pratyahara comes the next sutra where the word vashyata indriyanam. So complete mastery over the sense organs is established in the person. He is the sthita prajna. And so that stage is our goal. That is how it is presented. So how to get it? How to get that vasha stage? Vashikara saujna vairagyam. There is a kind of vairagya, non-attachment, which is called vashikara. Highest stage of vairagya, non-attachment. So that is what is being pointed out. So how to gain it? You start with all earnestness to put a command on the sense organs. That is how it is. Tani sarvani sanyamya. Sanyama. The sanyama, this is all the language in Gita. It runs parallel to yoga darshanam. Any number of verses can be quoted like that. Sanyama is a yoga word. It's a technical word. Sanyama. Samyak yamayati ita sanyamaha. So that is how it is. But still, so trayam ekatra sanyamaha, that is the Patanjali's sutra. So he has dharana, dhyana and samadhi. Dharana and dhyana, it's only a matter of degree. Both are concentration of mind. Dharana is concentration, dhyana is concentration. But dharana is a kind of less intense concentration. Whereas dhyanam is more intense concentration. That means concentration more refined becomes dhyana. Mind resolved becomes samadhi. That is the progress of that yogangas. Now all the three, dharana, dhyana and samadhi. Samadhi is the alertness of the mind. That way also you can take it. But the yogic samadhi is the resolution of the mind. So let us say that way. So all the three put together are called sanyamaha. త్రయం ఏకత్ర సంయమ. సో ఎనీవే, సో తాని సర్వాణి సంయమ్య, ద సేమ్ వర్డ్ సంయమ ఇస్ బ్రాట్ ఇన్ హియర్. ది ఐడియా ఈజ్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ యూ ఇన్వెస్ట్ యువర్ ఇమోషన్స్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్లీ థింగ్స్ యూ కెనాట్ గెయిన్ దట్ మాస్టరీ. సో యూ ఫస్ట్ కాల్ ది బ్లఫ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, ది వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ బ్లఫ్, దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ నాట్ రియల్. An intelligent man doesn't take the pleasures of the world as real. And a person, Nateshu Ramate Budhaha, Bhagavan in Gita. Budhaha means an intelligent, dimagwala. One who has an understanding, an intelligence, he doesn't relish these sense pleasures. So world is very utterly unrealities as Namarupa. If you know the word Matparaha is coming, I will explain. Anyway, as Namarupa means the names and forms are very attractive, very glittering, but utterly unreal. And we fall for names and forms only. Nobody falls for the reality. Reality won't hurt anybody. It is the unreal, subjective superimposition alone which hurts. Anyway, so this is Sanyama. So how Sanyama can happen, you know, as long as you think that the world has something to offer to me, you can never get Sanyama. No way. We will be worldly. If you clearly understand that the world has nothing to offer to me, I am not in the world is in me. You see, a person becomes a speck in the world, in the space, by identifying with the body. But if you can stay with that conscious as a conscious being, you are the conscious being. So at that level, if you stay, if you focus on that level, then you can clearly see that the whole world that you are talking about is in you. You are not in the world. The world is in you. That is the Sanyama. And once that understanding is in place, then it's only a matter of dislodging the sense organs out of habit. The tongue, taste buds are habituated to some very delicious and rich food. Just a habit. Now it's only a matter of curbing the habit. As long as a person practicing dieting, if the person thinks that there is joy in food, then dieting becomes a torture. If the person knows, clearly understands that there is no joy in the food, joy is my own true nature. Food has nothing to offer to me. I am a sentient being, whereas food is an inanimate thing. It has nothing to offer to me. It is the body which requires some food because hunger is there. It's a natural urge that has to be satisfied. There is no question of joy, deriving some joy out of it. Once this misconception is set right, then dieting becomes easy. Otherwise, it is a torture. Therefore, once the misconception is set right, then only the habit remains. And habit can be overcome by a little effort. Habit needs effort. Habit is not gone by knowledge. Knowledge cannot dislodge habit. Everybody has knowledge. Who doesn't have knowledge? That much knowledge everybody has. Habit requires effort to dislodge the mind from the habit or the sense organs. So this way, you have to acquire a mastery. And then another very critical point, sarvani. This sarvani won't, Bhagavan won't leave it. Sarvashaha, sarvani. You don't try to do piecemeal business. One, first I will take care of eyesight, then I will take care of ears, then a nose, then tongue. Aisa nahi hai. No such piecemeal business. It's a cold turkey method. All are put to an end abruptly. Stop it, lock, stock and barrel. Throw the sense pursuits, throw the running after of the pleasures is there. Throw it overboard, lock, stock and barrel. Sarvani. Then you will start gaining mastery. Once you are a master, it doesn't matter whether you are in the temple or you are in the marketplace. It makes no difference whatsoever. Once you are a master. If you are not a master, then in the marketplace can corrupt a person. Temple can uplift a person to some extent. It can, provided he uses it properly. So, environment makes a, plays a small role. ఎనీవే తాని సర్వాణి సంయమ్య. యు సీ ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ డిలే ఇన్ లంచ్ ప్రిపరేషన్, సో ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ టు గో దేర్, వీ విల్ బీ ఇన్ దేర్ వే. సో ఐ విల్ టేక్ ది, ఐ విల్ కీప్ యూ ఎంగేజ్ ఫర్ అనదర్ 10 minutes సో దట్ ఇట్ విల్ బీ టేకెన్ కేర్ ఆఫ్. దిస్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. When the lunch is delayed, they call me and tell me, Swamiji, go and engage them for a while because lunch is delayed. Yeah. So, I am extending the class by another 10 minutes. So, yukta asita matparaha. We can make progress also. Then comes the word yuktaha. Yuktaha is a very important word used in Gita. It seems that Bhagavan loves two words. One is yukta and other is sama. He uses them again and again and again. This yukta is everywhere. Yukta ahara viharasya, yukta chashtasya karmasu, yukta swapna ava bodhasya, yogo bhavati dukkha, etc. In many places the word yukta is there. This, in Gita there is another thing. Gita is like, suppose you are seeing Oxford Dictionary. You want to know the meaning of one word. He gives the meaning of that word in English words only. So, in the meaning, when you are reading the meaning, there is another word which you don't know. So, now what you will do? First you should know that word, then you will know the original word. So, now what you will do? You will go to Chambers Dictionary or what? You can use the same Oxford Dictionary to know the meaning of the second word also. So, take the other page, know its meaning, then come back here, apply that meaning here, then you will know the meaning of this word. Similarly, in Gita, the word yuktaha is there. It's a simple word. It's a noun. And you want to know its meaning, you need not go to Aptes dictionary or Sanskrit Nighantu or other dictionary. Gita itself will give the meaning of the word yuktaha. Not only just meaning, a definition it gives. Meaning is definition only. So Bhagavan says in one place, yada viniyatam chittam atmanye vavatishthate nispruhas sarva kamebhyaha యుక్త ఇత్యుచ్యతే తదా. దిస్ ఈస్ ది 6th చాప్టర్ విచ్ ఈస్ ది యోగా చాప్టర్ రియల్లీ. ఆత్మ సంయమ యోగ ఇట్ ఈస్. సో ఆత్మ సంయమ యోగ, ఆత్మ ఇస్ మనహ నాట్ సచిదానంద ఆత్మ. సో వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ యుక్త, హూ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎ పర్సన్? యుక్త ఈస్ ది టైటిల్ గివెన్ టు ఎ పర్సన్. హీఈస్ యుక్త, ఇట్స్ ఎ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్. వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ డెఫినేషన్? యు సీ చిత్తం వినియతం ఆత్మన్యేవ అవతిష్టతే. యు సీ ది మైండ్ ఈస్ దేర్. ది మైండ్ ఇట్ మూవ్స్. దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ మూవ్మెంట్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్. ది మూవ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ ఈజ్ ది వరల్డ్. దెర్ ఈజ్ నో అదర్ వరల్డ్. సో వెన్ ది మైండ్ స్టార్ట్స్ మూవింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది ప్రీడైలెక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ దే ఆర్ బ్రాట్ ఆన్ టు ది సర్ఫేస్, then you have all likes and dislikes in place, and so all the attractions of the world become strong and you are drawn into the world. This is how it happens. On the other hand, if you take the you have a mastery over the mind, yada viniyatam chittam, now you are living by the mind, to be, you can say to this extent that you are living by the tyranny of your mind. That is what is there in our life. We are living under the tyranny of the mind. Mind decides when I should be happy, and mind decides when I should cry, and I go by that. It's a tyranny. Now, that situation is reversed. Viniyatam chittam. You gained a mastery over the mind. You don't allow the mind. It happens like that. It's only a matter of practice, abhyasa. అభ్యాస వైరాగ్యాభ్యాం తన్ నిరోధ. సో వినీయతం, ది మైండ్ ఈజ్ బ్రాట్ అండర్ యువర్ కమాండ్. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ వినీయతం. ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్రైన్డ్. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ వినీయతం. ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్రైన్డ్ బై ప్రాక్టీస్ అండ్ నౌ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ అండర్ యువర్ కమాండ్. దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? ఆత్మన్యేవ అవతిష్టతే, ఇట్ రిమైన్స్ ఇన్ వర్డ్, ఇట్ డజంట్ కమ్ అవుట్. I will give you a physical model. It's a model, physical model. Here is the heart. Now, you are here. As a person, you are here. The conscious being. It's center of the body, you know. So, from here, you go into the brain and pick up all the tendencies and go into the world. రాగద్వేషాస్ ఆర్ పిక్డ్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ ది న్యూరాన్స్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ హ్యాస్ నో రాగద్వేషాస్. చైతన్యం హ్యాస్ నో రాగద్వేష. ది లైట్ హ్యాస్ నో గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ఇట్. యాజ్ ది లైట్ స్ప్రెడ్స్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ అండ్ బ్రింగ్స్ టు లైట్ ఎవరీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, దెన్ సమ్ ఆర్ గుడ్, సమ్ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్. సో సిమిలర్లీ ది కాన్షియస్, జస్ట్ ఐఎమ్ గివింగ్ ఏ ఫిజికల్ మోడల్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, బట్ టు స్టార్ట్ విత్ ఐఎమ్ గివింగ్ ఏ ఫిజికల్ మోడల్. సో ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ లొకేటెడ్ హియర్. ఐఎమ్ ఆత్మ బ్రహ్మ. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ మాండుక్య ఆల్సో ప్రెసెంట్స్ ఇన్ ఎ వెరీ డ్రమాటిక్ ఫ్యాషన్. సో ఐఎమ్ ఆత్మ బ్రహ్మ. సో యు ఆర్ హియర్ యాజ్ ఆత్మ. నౌ యూ కమ్ టు న్యూరాన్స్ బ్రెయిన్ దట్ ప్రొవైడ్స్ ఆల్ ఇమోషన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ లైక్స్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్స్ అండ్ గోయింగ్ టు ది వరల్డ్ త్రూ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్, త్రూ ది విండోస్ ఆఫ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. నౌ ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, ది విండోస్ ఆర్ క్లోజ్డ్. టక టక టక, ఆల్ ఫైవ్ విండోస్ ఆర్ క్లోజ్డ్. దెన్ ద మైండ్, ది బ్రెయిన్ అండ్ రాగద్వేషాస్ ఆర్ షట్ ఆఫ్. యు అన్లోడ్, దెన్ యూ సింక్ ఇన్ టు ది హార్ట్ అండ్ స్టే విత్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ది ఇన్వర్డ్ లుకింగ్. ఐ గేవ్ యూ ఏ ఫిజికల్ మోడల్ లైక్. సో ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్ దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్. వెన్ యూ డూ ప్రాణాయామ ది మైండ్, ఆల్ ది షటర్స్ ఆర్ క్లోజ్డ్ అండ్ దిస్ ఇట్ సింక్స్ ఇన్ టు ది కాన్షియస్నెస్. ఇట్ రిజాల్వ్స్ ఇన్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. దెన్ దేర్ యు ఆర్ ఆత్మన్యే వావతిష్టతే. దిస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అంతర్ముఖ, ద ఇన్వర్డ్ లుకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్. అండ్ మైండ్ గోస్ ఇన్ టు ది వరల్డ్ త్రూ దీస్ విండోస్ ఇస్ ది బహిర్ముఖ. సో యాజ్ ఎ బహిర్ముఖ, వాట్ యూ కెన్ అచీవ్ ఇస్ జీరో. ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్, ఈవెన్ టు డూ ఏ గుడ్ బిజినెస్, యూ షుడ్ బికమ్ అంతర్ముఖ ఏ లిటిల్. సమ్ ఫోకసింగ్ మస్ట్ బి దేర్. ఎనీవే, సో యదా వినియతం చిత్తం ఆత్మన్యే వావతిష్టతే, వెన్ ది మైండ్ ఇట్ అబైడ్స్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ సోర్స్, ఇట్ రిమైన్స్ అంతర్ముఖ, ఇన్వర్డ్ లుకింగ్, దెన్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ యుక్తః. యుక్త ఇత్యుచ్యతే తదా. దెన్ హౌ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్స్, హౌ కెన్ ఐ డూ ఇట్? కెన్ ఐ పుట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ స్విచ్ సో దట్ ఇట్ వోంట్ గో, మైండ్ వోంట్ గో అవుట్ అండ్ ఇట్ రిమైన్స్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్, అండ్ పుట్ ఆన్ అనదర్ స్విచ్ ఇట్ గోస్ అవుట్? ఈజ్ ఇట్ దట్ వే? నో. యు సీ, వాట్ ఈజ్ ది మెకానిజం ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ రన్నింగ్ అవే ఇన్ టు ది వరల్డ్? యూ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దాట్, అండ్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దాట్ యూ కెన్ మేక్ ది మైండ్ ఇన్ వర్ల్డ్ లుకింగ్. So it is the desire which draws the mind away into the world. And suppose you put an end to the attitude of desiring, you stop desire, this want, I want, I want, I want. You put an, you come to a temple with an I want attitude, you put an end to that. You just worship the Lord, don't bother about what I want and all that. Just put an end to this desiring attitude, then the mind has no way, no conduit to run into the world, because it is the desire which draws the mind into the world. Therefore Bhagavan says nispruhas sarva kamebhyah, the sarva he won't leave. Sarva kamebhyah nispruhah, spruha is greed. You just become greed, without greed you drop all that greed towards all the objects of the world, the desirable objects and desired objects, not desirable objects, desired objects. So you drop this greed for the desired objects, this is good, that is good, etc. So if you visit amazon.com, the whole day you can spend on visiting all kinds of desired objects. That is how the mind goes into the world. So you need not go into the world, you can sit in your room and you are in the world. So that is online. Anyway, so nispruhas sarva kamebhyah, if you have no desires, then you have virtually removed the channels for the mind to run away. Then the mind remains in the source, within you, antarmukha. Then you are called yuktaha. That is the definition of yuktaha. Yukta asita, you have to be a yukta, you have to become a yukta. With regard to atma, you need not do anything. You need not embellish the Atma, you need not become the Atma, you are the Atma, you are the God, you are the whole. With reference to that, you need not do anything. You have to clean the mirror only. Therefore, yuktaha asita. Asita is a vidhi, is a mandate. Mandate for a seeker, not a mandate like you do it otherwise I will put you in jail. That kind of mandate it is not. Just an advice. All mandates are advices. So yuktaha asita. And if you find any difficulty in this, there is one more mechanism to help, that is mat paraha. Mat is Ishvara. So be devoted to Ishvara. Understand Ishvara. Without understanding Ishvara, you cannot be devoted to Ishvara. So understand Ishvara and be devoted to Ishvara. What you call as world of names and forms is unreal. The substratum is the only reality, that is Ishvara. Ishvara is appearing to you as the world. Therefore, start focusing on Ishvara. Remove the focus, shift the focus of attention of the mind from the world of names and forms, which are unreal, onto the substratum Ishvara. Then nispruha sarva kamebhyaha, the desire, etc., they will drop off very easily. So that upasana, I told you, upasana will help to overcome the sakashaya impurity. So that the likes, dislikes, impurity is overcome by upasana. So matparaha. So I may say a few more words about this matparaha. Then we will come to the next verse. We'll come back. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.